My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make sure you have a really good reason if you choose to do valuable things for free. I know a lot of us raised our eyebrows upon reading a recent New York Times article describing a job posting at UCLA for a person with a PhD to serve as a course instructor for no pay. According to this article, universities often pay students and academics shockingly low wages or no wages for their work. The New York Times article quoted a doctoral candidate and labor organizer's explanation for this. There is the belief that you can eat prestige. So I am here to tell you, as this person implied, that you can't eat prestige. Volunteer work and hobbies are wonderful, but professional work is different. When others are realizing real value from your labor, you should get something of value too. And I mean real, tangible value. If you choose to work for free or a reduced rate in the hopes that it might lead to something, make sure there is a very clear and immediate payoff. It is summer as I am writing this episode, and summer is intern season. Every year, plenty of organizations with large budgets try to get young people, and sometimes not so young people, to work for free. It is a misperception that calling something an internship means you don't have to follow minimum wage laws. But I know this is a widespread belief. If you are in such an organization that does have a summer internship program, please pay your interns. Not doing so doesn't save you that much money. What it does is guarantee that the majority of your interns will be from families that can afford to fund them. It seems unlikely that the circle of people whose families can fund their summers exactly overlaps with the circle of people you'd like to hire in the future. So, it is a short-sighted move. But most people are looking at this question more from the other side of the equation. You face a situation where you are asked or expected to do some sort of work for free or for a much reduced rate. The offer is that association with a prestigious organization will lead to something in the future. And maybe it will. But as far as I know, UCLA wasn't offering whoever took that unpaid teaching job a clear promise that, barring disaster, they'd be hired for a regular full-time job. They were not offering guaranteed letters of recommendation and referrals, and I don't think they were even offering free tuition for family and friends. It was just the hope that the experience would lead to something. Hope is a tricky strategy. The only thing that is guaranteed to come from unpaid labor is that you will do work you won't be paid for. Everything else is a question of odds. So before you agree to work for free, you want to do your due diligence so you know the odds. Have other folks who have done what you are being asked to do wound up with great professional positions right afterwards? Were they immediately showered with amazing professional opportunities, thanks to the exposure? Talk to them if you can, Do they feel the time was worthwhile? What exactly made it worthwhile? And sometimes there are truly great upsides. Giving a main stage TED Talk can lead immediately to good opportunities. Sometimes there aren't upsides. You want to know what you're looking at. You can also make sure that things other than pay are being offered to you. Will people for sure refer you to open positions within the organization? Can they say that, barring disaster, the big names at your organization will write letters of recommendation for you? Can you get other benefits that might approximate the rate you would be earning? Again, I'm not saying that you'll never work for free or that you should never work for free. If you're early in your career or you are changing from one career to another, that is vastly different, and there may be a place for some unpaid work. For instance, if you have taught yourself graphic design, you might need to do a few projects for nonprofits you care about as a volunteer before you get your first paid project. Some very competitive fields, like museum work, like to see that people have put in time volunteering at their local institutions. Doing so will help your name rise to the top of the list. But most of these things aren't full-time work. They are gigs on the side that have the clear goal of getting you paying gigs. For everything else, make sure you are going in with your eyes open. You can't eat prestige. So be sure that you are getting something of value in exchange for the value of the work you are providing. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.